specials, and their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else has gotten back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you elderly and homebound? Do you travel away from home often? Are you a business owner? No matter what your situation is, Rolladen Rolling Shutters will help you protect your family and your business. Rolladen Rolling Shutters protects you against home invasions and protects your business from burglary. Don't give criminals a fighting chance. Call now for your free estimate. Add value to your home or business. Call 702-878-1072, 878-1072, or go to RolladenLV.com.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
I miss riding these trails with Mike. It's been way too long.
Mike used to come in a couple days a week for lunch. I hope he's doing okay.
Mike is one of the hardest workers I know. We miss him around here.
When someone is struggling, they often distance themselves from others. If you or someone you know needs help, visit NevadaResilienceProject.com to navigate to resources or connect with a resilience ambassador. You are not alone.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Coming up in less than a month, we are going to be confronted with yet another opportunity for the Nevada legislature to do something really, really bad. The good thing is we've got a Republican governor. And as Governor Joe Lombardo will have his veto pen at the ready, I'll be honest with you, I don't know how he's going to do. I don't know how good he's going to be at deal-making, and I don't even know if Democrats are going to be willing to deal with him. But we're going to talk about that with a guy that knows a great deal about what goes on in Carson City. He's Michael Schaus, former communications director for NPRI and the founder of Schaus Creative. And one of the things we're going to talk about are the legislative priorities. What should they be for the upcoming legislative session? But more importantly, what can we actually get done? We're going to try and manage expectations coming up in our next hour with Michael Schaus. So stick around. Tom Del Beccaro will join us a little bit later on, the former chair of the California Republican Party. We'll do all that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hallo, this is my auto. And this is my key. And there is only one place I trust with my key. My key car care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. And my key. And American cheese! Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, Mike Turner, says the president's retention of potential classified documents puts him in potential violation of laws protecting national security, including the Espionage Act and the Presidential Records Act. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says the document disclosure reveals a double standard.
If then-Vice President Biden took classified documents with him and held them for years and criticized former President Trump, during that same time that he had those classified documents, and only after it was uncovered did he turn them back. I wonder why the press isn't asking the same questions of him as Vice President taking classified documents that they were asking President Trump.
Senator Tom Cotton says the National Archives should refer the classified documents just returned by President Biden from his days in the Obama administration to the Department of Justice.
How do we know these are not papers that he was taking along with his lawyers and his family members poking around the vice presidential residence, trying to avoid complicity in his son's influence peddling in places like China and Ukraine and other foreign countries?
Senator Cotton interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Also at townhall.com, President Biden, Mexican President Lopez Obrador, and Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau meeting in Mexico City for a series of talks on migration, trade, and climate change. President Trudeau says the three nations work well together.
Our capacity to work together has brought us to places of extraordinary success. But at a time of disruption around the world, a time of very real challenges, we can and must be doing even more.
The three leaders trying to mend tensions that have divided the continent. Stocks finishing higher today. The Dow was up 187 points. The Nasdaq adding 106. More at townhall.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 104, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Southwest Airlines' December meltdown could cost the company as much as $825 million. The company company says the cancellation of more than 16,700 flights from December 21st through the 31st will reduce its pre-tax income by some $825 million in the fourth quarter, including reimbursements to affected travelers and premium pay for its employees. Southwest officials say 95% of the missing bags have been reunited with their owners, and the airline has already processed about 75% of the refund requests. The airline hired an outside firm to help with those reimbursements. Resorts World Las Vegas is now charging for self-parking. You can still park for free, though. Resort officials say they began charging customers a $10 flat rate at its parking garage daily beginning January 3rd, but you can avoid that fee by joining the company's Genting Rewards program. Well, KMCQ satellite weather, 85% chance of rain, and we're getting all 85% of it because it's raining here at the KMCQ studios on Las Vegas Boulevard. High of 61, a low of 40.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Look out for those stalled vehicles on that transition ramp leaving Interstate 15 northbound to go 215 southbound. Do keep that in mind. Slick roadways as well. A little bit of congestion there on the Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound at Decatur.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of it.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes? He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he follows through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local. Good to have you with us on this rainy Tuesday. It's just raining. This is the hardest rain I've seen in ages. Normally, it's a nice little polite, politically correct rain. This is a downpour. It's good. We can always use the water. Tell you what, let's do a check-in with our good friend Michael Schaus. He's not only a good friend, he also hosts the show when I'm gone, which I always love, and I love listening to him. Michael Schaus is the former communication director for NPRI. He is also the founder of ShausCreative.com. He is a political columnist. You can read his stuff, just about everywhere. And he joins us now. Michael, how you been, my friend?
Pretty good. Is the link already flooded on the strip? Because every time we get rain, it seems like that happens.
Yeah, isn't that weird? not that we've reported on yet, but we'll double check that just to be sure. let me just ask you, as we begin 2023, and you know, we've got all kinds of things going on. We've got F1 is coming to our town. We've got another legislative battle that's going to begin February 6th, less than a month away. What is your projection for 2023?
I mean, it's going to be a strange legislative session, to be sure. I imagine it's going to be, not too many sweeping reforms in either direction, because obviously you've got a divided government right now. But I think a lot of people are already looking forward and saying, okay, what's going to happen in 2024 or 2025? So you're going to have a lot of people talking about the year ahead. It's going to kind of be a rebuilding year, I think, as far as political parties are concerned. other than that, you know, it's going to be, I'm looking forward to 2023. I think that there's going to be a lot of good things that can happen, a lot of opportunities for people that actually want to get involved and take an active role in making Nevada a better place.
What do you think of the arrival of Joe Lombardo on the scene? He was, I think, really good as a county sheriff. Now he's the governor of the state of Nevada. What do you think of him, and what can we expect from him in 2023?
Well, I mean, it seems like every time I hear him talk, he says something about the need for education reform. So I think that that's something that's really high up on his list, and that makes me happy because he's definitely, you know, if he's thinking about nothing other than politics, it's a good policy to pursue because we've already seen governors like Glenn Youngkin and, you know, Ron DeSantis become really popular through expanding educational choice. But also just on a policy level, this should be a winning policy with parents, with people throughout not just Clark County, but also up north in Washoe County. This needs to be something that somebody needs to push the legislature to do something. And as the Republican governor, he certainly has the ability to impose that kind of leverage on the folks actually in Carson City.
Well, but the problem is, in order to do that, normally you'd say, well, they certainly need the Democrats to maybe get on board some of these measures relative to education. But we're not just talking about that. We're talking about being able to hold on to what you've got as Republicans. And it's not a majority. I mean, they're in the minority in both houses. And I guess my question is, what can we expect from Joe Lombardo in keeping this very, very tight minority together?
Well, I think that there are two things to consider here. First of all, I think depending on what he pushes for, he probably is going to be able to keep Republicans together enough that we get some sort of advancements on education reform. It's not going to be, you know, all of a sudden universal education savings accounts or anything, but certainly you would think he could get something because Republicans have got to be looking at their position in the legislature right now saying, look, we've got to do something other than just make some noise and compromise with Democrats. We have to stand up for something. And that leads us into the second issue here. If Republicans, by and large, even if they don't stick together, if most of the Republicans are seen as fighting for parents in this regard, that is something that could really pay dividends the next election year. That is something that we've seen time and time again in other states. Again, going back to Glenn Youngkin, you know, if Republicans are seen as the party for parents, that's something that's a position Democrats aren't going to really want to be in. So Democrats might even find it useful to say, fine, let's throw a bone to, Governor Lombardo and give him some sort of education reform just so that way this isn't a major fight in the next election.
Again, joining us, Michael Schaus. We're talking about the upcoming Nevada legislature. What is it that these other constitutional officers do? We know what the treasurer does, obviously, but lieutenant governor and controller and all these people, are they going to be able to help this Republican governor?
Certainly the controller. And, you know, I'm obviously kind of biased because I rather like Andy Matthews, and having, you know, worked with him a couple times, he's a great guy. But he's in a great position as well in the government, because one of the things that he can do that is going to be useful no matter what party you're in, he can bring more transparency to the Office of Controller and to the finances of the state of Nevada. And that is something that could be extraordinarily useful as a fiscal conservative if you want to look at areas to cut or look at areas that we could spend money on more wisely. Transparency is always your friend. So that's going to be something that's really useful. And then, of course, the lieutenant governor, he's got some power over a lot of, you know, various boards and agencies and things like that, that he might be able to push for some reforms that at least make some of government work a little bit more efficiently. So they've got some power, obviously not as much as the Republicans would like, but certainly enough that you can create some leverage going into this next year to say, hey, we are going to change the way that this state is run. It's not going to be the same that it has been for the last couple of years.
What are the legislative priorities going to be? Let's begin with the Democrats. They have the majority in both the Senate and the Assembly. What are their legislative priorities going to be, or have they tipped their hands, so to speak?
Well, I'm still waiting to see, you know, some of the bill draft requests that they end up putting in early. But my guess is they're going to be talking about things like affordable housing. They probably want to put more regulations in place, supposedly to bring down the price of housing, which you and I know will probably have the reverse impact. I also imagine that they're going to go very heavy on environmentalist issues. We've already seen them talk about this. Plus, Democrats in the state have a habit of wanting to emulate California. So I'm sure that they will talk about going after new vehicles that are gas-powered and things like that. How much of that they'll actually be able to successfully get past Joe Lombardo is going to kind of be another question. But I'm sure environmental issues and housing issues are going to be kind of the top of their list.
So going after the new cars after 2035, like Gavin Newsom's done?
Yeah, even if it's not that aggressive, my guess is you're probably going to see something regarding, you know, CAFE standards or, updating smog standards or something, just so that way they can tell their environmentalists, yeah, look, we are trying to push everybody to electric cars. And honestly, I think that there's going to be a lot of pushback because we are such a huge, empty state. People really depend on their cars in this state. So I think they're going to have a lot of pushback from that. So I'm not sure how aggressive they're going to go, but I'm sure it's going to be on their radar.
As far as Republicans, really the key, at least from my perspective, is we have to manage expectations. Yes, we have a Republican governor, but that Republican governor is going to be hamstrung with the fact that we don't control the Senate or the Assembly. What is it that we can reasonably expect from this legislature as far as legislative priorities?
Well, you know, with the exception of a couple of little advances that you can get here or there, and we've already kind of talked about education, I think most of adjusting your expectations is going to have to be focused on stopping the worst impulses of the Democrats. So that's going to come down to things like when Democrats put forward some sort of a gun control bill, which I'm sure they'll probably think about at some point. It's going to be up to the Republicans to say, okay, we know that we're not going to suddenly be able to transform the state into a constitutional carry, but let's just stop it from going the wrong direction. Same thing when it comes to taxes, especially because they'll actually have, you know, some leverage there because the legislature is not completely veto-proof. They're going to have to look at taxes and say, all right, let's stop the worst of the tax increases. And that's really where their expectations have to be. They are going to have to be, to some extent, just an obstructionist party.
So in other words, play defense.
Yeah, and you know, as part of playing defense, you also have to play a little bit of offense, but understand you're probably not going to win big. And that's why, again, if you really push for something like education reform or school choice, even if you don't really get it, you're positioning yourself there to tell voters, hey, look, we were the ones fighting for you. In this last legislative session, Democrats were fighting against you.
One of the things that Michael Shouse does as the founder of Shouse Creative is branding. And coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk about branding of the Republican Party on the national level, in particular after that fiasco that went all week long last week, the anointing of Kevin McCarthy as the Speaker of the House. What was that all about? And how badly damaged is the Republican brand nationally? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Back by popular demand, the showroom at some point presents the ultimate entertainer, Frankie Shinta.
Hey, everybody, let's hit some.
You get the whole nine yards, song, dance, mixed in with a touch of comedy. January 13th and 14th. Tickets at the box office, online at southpointcasino.com, or charge by phone, 702-797-8055. Frankie Shinta at the South Point.
Hey, switch off the radio. I want to tell you, your heater's not working. Come get a new car or a used car, I don't care, and get a car with the heaters working, all right? It's cold outside. Come see me at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram on the corner of Sahara Decatur, 5050 West Sahara.
Mr. Pink, baby! Baby!
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police.
police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Michael Schaus joining us, the founder of Schaus Creative, and one of the things that that you and your new company do is branding. And the Republican brand faced a challenge last week in the House of Representatives trying to get a speaker. Kevin McCarthy ended up winning it on the 15th ballot. It was ugly. It was how the sausage is created. And it was pretty damn ugly. It really was. The big question is long-term damage to the Republican Party on the national level. Michael, what do you think? You had a chance to see a bunch of this in action. The C-SPAN cameras were all over the place, and it was near fisticuffs on the floor of the House of Representatives. What did you make of what happened last week, and how badly damaged are the Republicans?
Yeah, I mean, it was a kind of a masterclass in, you know, trying to do something before you're ready to do it. I mean, clearly the whips within the Republican Party should have gotten their act together before they decided to have nice public votes. 15 of them, I think, 16 of them, something like that. That being said, you know, good news for the Republican Party is that the national media is basically run by a bunch of squirrels, and as soon as there's something shiny, they're all going to go pay attention to that. So I'm not sure how long it's really going to stick around to damage them, but certainly in the short term, people are looking at it going, is this party really ready to try to govern? And you know, based off of the multiple rounds that they have for speakership, the answer is kind of no, or at least that's what a lot of people are probably coming to conclude as they're watching it unfold. So it definitely is a problem for the Republicans, which is why it's more important than ever that right now they buckle